A longtime North Country politician is resigning his seat on the Clinton County Legislature, effective at the end of business today, and moving to South Carolina. Area 8 Republican Mark Dame has planned the move for some time, since his wife is now teaching there. Dame began his political career in Plattsburgh in the late 1980s. He tells WAMC North Country Bureau Chief Pat Bradley he's not really sure how he first got into politics.
You know, I'm not quite sure if it was ingrained in me as a child. And I don't know, it's just in my blood. I remember my first bumper sticker when I was about 12 years old. I had it in my locker, and it was Barry Goldwater, Goldwater Miller. And I actually remember my our coach and athletic director was John Flynn, a well-known, very respected Democratic city councilor. He just gave me a grin when he saw it, because there weren't too many politically active 12-year-olds, I guess.
You were a city councilor for a time. At one point, I believe you were the city GOP chair going back into the late 1990s. How has politics changed over the years from your perspective?
Well, I think it's changed a little bit to the point where people don't want to get involved. When I was running and deeply involved in City Hall, when I served in City Hall with Clyde Rabideau and Don Kasperzak, Bob Hines, Gary Walker, and those crew, it was a highly competitive thing. People wanted to run, people wanted to get involved, and they would put forth the effort to mount vigorous campaigns. Today, if you see what's going on, like, say, and look in the city of Plattsburgh, I think they had several races without two candidates, without any choice. You know, of course, I'm a little bit of a fish out of water in New York State. I'm a fiscal conservative, and I'm not certainly in line with what is going on in Albany and with our state government, which I think has really, just gone over the edge.
Mark Dame, what issues have been most important over the years?
The most consistent ones to me and what I guess prompted me to run basically has been the cost of government and the growth of government. I believe that, the taxpayers, and mostly, within the local areas, they would be property taxpayers, because we don't have income tax, basically are the silent majority. Their interests are not pushed as hard as they should be. And government has grown and grown and grown and grown. And it almost looks that the citizens aren't running the government. The government is running the citizens in many cases. And to me, that is not a very good thing. So my issues from day one, when I ran back in 1987 or 89 for city council from Ward 1, it was tax issues. And that's been my number one issue all the way through. That's what I try to do every day down at the county legislature, was to make sure that if we're going to spend taxpayers' money, we better be spending it wisely, it better be needed, and we should probably do the most good for the most people.
Mark, do you have any regrets about leaving?
It's a new chapter in our life. My wife and I have been thinking about a change of scenery for a little while. I will miss being part of the decision process in Clinton County, especially now. I mean, this financial crisis, honestly, is why God created conservative fiscal people like me. It's something that I think I could be able to contribute a great deal to. Up till now, Pat, honestly, Clinton County has been in great shape relative to governments. Our sales tax growth has been healthy. Our property tax increases have been minuscule. And, we do have some great management in the county at the top. But this next year is going to be, something that's never seen before. Clinton County government, along with many other local governments across New York State and the whole country, is going to look different. We're going to have maybe an $8 or $9 million revenue deficit because of this crisis, and mostly because of the lost sales tax revenue because of everything being shut down and the state transferring their mismanagement onto the counties.
Mark Dame's term would have run through December 31st, 2021. Legislature Chair Mark Henry tells WAMC that they prefer to hold special elections to fill seats rather than make an appointment. But the decision is pending because of COVID-19 uncertainties. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.